Oh my giddy aunt. I don't believe it. It's him.
Vince Tracy.
Charlie Lansborough, a very good day to you.
And to you too, Vince. Great to be with you, mate.
It's fantastic. And I'll tell you something. I mean, I've been trying for about 2 months at least to get hold of you. So today is very, very special for me.
Well, I'm delighted you have, mate. And an Al Baconian as well, I believe.
Absolutely. Well, we'll develop this in many ways. Look, I'll tell you what happened. First of all, do you know the name Dave Sheriff?
I do indeed, yeah.
Well, I was talking with Dave Sheriff about things in general, and we were talking about certain types of music. And your name came up, and obviously I thought, oh, I haven't heard anything enough about Charlie Lansborough. I went to start looking for your music, which I did do. And then around the same time, my dad died. And, you know...
Sorry to hear that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the thing is, it's a fact of life, and you've got to come to terms with these things. But because I was working on the radio station, it was very, very difficult for me to express my feelings.
Of course, yeah.
Now, you got a song called I Dreamed I Was in Heaven.
That's right, yeah.
Said it all for me. It was absolutely amazing, and it really, you know, sometimes you can do your work and you can maybe get your accolades in on the stage and not realise the effect you're having round the globe. And I thought that's the first thing we could start talking about.
Well, that's it's wonderful for me because I don't know if Dave Field, he's a smashing singer and songwriter himself, by the way. Dave, he's a lovely fella. I was playing the pubs in Birkenhead on Merseyside. I played in one pub for 22 years, and out of frustration, because my great love of my life is music, I started writing, and never dreamed it would lead to anything. And suddenly I remember playing up the road, which you'll remember, Southport is only about an hour away from where I live.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking that was a long way to go for a gig, you know. And thanks to these songs that I've written, I now go to Australia for a month every year. I've been across to the States, down to Spain, and all around the UK and the British Isles, thanks to the songs. So, and if they touch anybody or anything, or they fit somebody's bill for that particular day, or they move somebody or help somebody, then that's as good as it gets. I said that's the ultimate drug, is to do something that you love yourself, find that it brings pleasure to other people, and you want to keep on doing it, you know.
Well, you see, that's exactly what I wanted to tell you, because that song at that time, I was choked. I mean, I really didn't know what I could say.
Yes.
But the song said it for me, and I was really, really, it helped me tremendously.
Well, thanks, Vince. That's lovely to hear.
Well, now, the thing is, we have all sorts of little connections. Now, I got to talking with Ken, your manager, and basically, he told me that you love football, obviously.
I do, yeah.
And you used to play for Mersey Royal.
I did, years ago, yeah.
And I played for Camel Herds.
Oh, God.
So I don't know how our paths might have crossed, but I mean, basically...
Yeah. The fella that kicked me with.
Could well have been. I've had a slight kick at the likes of Rod Stewart when I used to play for Radio Merseyside's football team, you know. But again, you see, now I used to also... Now, I don't know whether this guy's still going, but there was an agency I used to play my guitar around the pubs called Public Entertainments.
I don't know if it's still going, but I remember that name, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, I used to do all the... I really wasn't very good on my guitar, but because I worked for Radio Merseyside, I probably got a little bit of license that other people didn't get, you know, if I'm honest.
Well, I'm not that great a guitar player either.
Well, I mean, again, the sorts of things that come up as little coincidences. You went into teaching, apparently.
I did a whole pile of things before. I mean, I was in the army for 4 years. I was a navvy. I was down and out in Coventry, then on the post in Coventry. I worked on the railways, fiberglass factories, the gas board, you name it, I did it. And latterly, I was navvying, and I thought, I mean, it was freezing. I remember it was the middle of winter.
Yeah.
And I'm only a thin, skinny fella, you know, and I thought, I was sat down a hole in the middle of winter chipping away at this pipe, and I thought, I can't be doing this when I'm 50. What can I do to kind of... And one of the lads in the pub suggested teaching, because I'd had a decent education and sort of wasted it. And I applied and was amazed, and that was in itself hilarious, because once I was accepted, I'd finished knocking a road out with a jackhammer and pneumatic drill on the Friday, and on Monday morning I was listening to Mozart, and I thought, well, this is a lot better, you know. And my big mate in the college, actually, was Jimmy McGovern, who wrote all the Cracker series and that.
I think I know this. He's from Merseyside, isn't he?
He's a Liverpool lad.
And I have a feeling I've met him, but I can't remember how and where. But go back to your teacher training, because basically I did the same. Just halfway through my life, I thought, oh, you know, I've wasted my education. I need to do something. Because I went to St. Anselm's, and you went to Park High, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
So, you know, again, our paths could well have... Were you in the cross-country team or the rugby team or anything?
I was, yeah.
You weren't. Well, again, you see.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I can't believe it. It's only down the road from where I live, you know.
Absolutely.
And down the road from Tolly, where I went to Nen Park High.
Yeah, these sort of coincidences are brilliant. I went to a college down in Plymouth called Marjohn's, the College of St. Margaret St. John's, thinking, you know, I can't be good enough to be a teacher. I just, you know, because I wasn't very good at my O-levels. And suddenly you realise you're worth something. And then, of course, the more that you get into teaching, you realise that you have to keep trying to make yourself learn things to become better at what you're trying to teach things.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, I went into it thinking, oh, this will be much better, an easier job than all the jobs I've done. It's the most difficult job I ever did. Mm. And you can never switch off from it, because you'd lie in bed of a night thinking, ah, I shouldn't have said that, or I should have done this today. And you're forever berating yourself of the failings that you have. And,
yes.
It was good for me, although I moaned about it at the time, especially the latter years. My wife said to me, you should forever be thankful, she said, because out of the songwriting came, I wrote a song for every assembly that I did, so I wrote Forever Friend and things like If Only I Could Fly and Things My Ears Can Do.
Oh, no, stay with that one. That's the one. This is where I wanted to go next, because I have a colleague, and you know, as you'd expect on any radio station, we always have a little bit of banter with each other.
Of course, yeah.
And I just happen to like Things That My Ears Can Do. I just think it's a fabulous... And funny enough, the reason why I first picked this song was I had a little bit of a problem. I had an ear infection.
Yeah.
And I thought about the words to your song. I thought, he's absolutely right here, because, you know, we take so much for granted. And you only need a little bit of an infection into your ears, and you've lost something that's absolutely precious, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
So I played this song, and my colleague, Paul Freeman, who's on the next show after me, he came in and he accused this of being Nicky Nacky New Music, you see.
Well, I forgive him, that's all right.
Well, I said to him, look, I'm not going to let you get away with this. And I went on there and I said, right, all those that think it's Nicky Nacky New Music, phone in. And those who agree with me that it's not Nicky Nacky New Music, that they... Well, anyway, we were 3-0 down. And I thought, oh, my God, you know, there's more people think it's Nicky Nacky New Music. And anyway, the next thing is... The phone started ringing, and we got to about 8:03, I think it was, before we put it to bed.
God for that. Yeah.
And, well, the next thing is, I thought I'd make a podcast of this. So I've made a podcast, and have you got a pen there?
Yeah, I can get one very rapidly.
Okay. If you get your pen, I'll get the website ready, and I'm going to try and get Paul Freeman to come in and say hello if I can.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Could you knock... I've got Eric in the next studio. Could you knock on Paul? I'm going to get him in here, because he didn't think I'd do this, you know, Charlie. I thought, right, I'll get to the bottom of this. I'm going to meet Charlie over the airwaves.
Well, tell him, by the way, that he's not on his own. It's enough for other people.
He's coming through. He's a lovely man, actually. He won't know we're talking, so I can say this.
Go on, mate, I've got my pen.
All right. Now, if you go to www.geocities...
G-O.
G-E-O-C-I-T-I-E-S.
As it sounds.
Yeah, geocities.com.
Yeah.
/ And then Rock Rupert, which is my cabaret show, RockRupert.
That's very flash, isn't it?
It's not bad.
Rock Rupert, yeah.
Yeah. If you go down there, it'll come to podcasts, and basically click on podcasts, follow it to the next site, and when you go down the left, OCI is the radio station, and you'll find me podcast, and Nicky Nacky New Music's on it. I've got the culprit in here now. He's got something to be answering for, so... Paul, I've got Charlie Lansbury with me.
Hi there, Charlie.
Hiya, mate. How are you?
How are you?
No.
I'm just laughing over my Nicky Nacky New Music. I tell you what, my lads would agree with you.
I tell you what, it's funny. I was driving into the studio and Vince was on air and he played about two or three songs. I discovered one of them was you. But they all ran into each other and you could have sung Nicky Nacky New to them all the way through. That isn't a derogatory remark, by the way. Vince doesn't understand what Nicky Nacky New Music is. I used to be in a singing group, and if you forgot the words...
You could sing Nicky Nacky
New. You could sing Nicky Nacky New to anything. Opera, it doesn't matter what it is.
Well, I do the old Billy Connolly thing. The lads in the band laugh, because occasionally when you forget the words, I do the air fortune of being and all that bit.
We've done that.
You know, and the lads are all raising their eyebrows. But
it doesn't matter if you're singing on your own, does it?
No, well, you'd have a laugh, because you know that song, The Things My Ears Can Do? I wrote it for a school assembly, and you'd have loved it if you'd seen the kids.
I would have done, really would have loved that.
But what was very funny, when it was being recorded in an Irish studio, they brought the backing singers in after I'd gone to do the harmonies to all these different songs.
Right.
And he said, what's the next one? He says, the next one is The Things My Ears Can Do. And he said, what the so-and-so hell can your ears do? He said, well, you're about to find out. They probably have agreed with you, Paul.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Anyway, I'll tell you what, the funny thing is, on the way home, you find yourself singing it.
Isn't that lovely? Okay, thanks for popping in, by the way, Paul.
Nice to meet you, Charlie.
And you too.
All the best to you.
Thank you. Okay, now, I've got another little surprise for you. I hope it's a nice surprise. I'm pretty sure it will be. Do you remember Kenny McGonigal?
Do I remember Kenny McGonigal? He lives round the corner. We played in a duo together for years, smashing guitar player, and a very talented man.
Okay, well, he wanted to... Oh, the memory is coming from the windmill, and the lovely Lynn...
Oh, aye.
From the Ford estate.
Lovely, yeah.
She's actually... We haven't got the facilities to get two calls on the board at the same time for some silly reason. I don't know why. Yeah. But I've given her my mobile number, and we're going to try a little experiment. Now, I don't know how this will work. I really hope it'll be okay. But I'm going to ask her to phone me mobile now, because I've primed her up to do this. Lynn, if you've got the number there, try it now, and we'll see if we can go ahead with this. Because the thing is, if Lynn's got the phone number now...
Oh, she's an absolute gem.
All right, Lynn, come on, get that phone call to me.
Yeah, and the family. All their family are smashing people. And I played in the windmill for years. In fact, you laugh while she's phoning up. One day, I'd had Sunday lunch on the wall, Charlie Lansbury, and some wag had written underneath with two veg and potatoes.
lovely. I'm just trying to think of some of the other pubs that I used to do there, because there were a couple on the Woodchurch estate I used to go to.
That's right, I played in them as well. I can't think of the name of them now, but... Did you play there, yeah?
Yes, I did, because public entertainment...
The Pelican was one.
The Pelican, yeah. Oh, do you remember the name of the landlord there?
Do you?
The landlord.
No, because I didn't play there that much. My pubs were mainly the Pacific and the Windmill.
Oh, here we go. Here was the call.
Here we go.
Let's see. All right, now, I don't know how this will work. We're going to do our very best. Okay. Let me just see if I can get this in. Okay. So, my options there. Right. Hello? Okay, now I'm going to try and get this on the loudspeaker. This is something I don't do very often on my phone. To be honest with you, I probably won't be able to do this knowing me, but I'll just see if I can get to the bit where it says loudspeaker. Okay, I can't find that, so... Lynn, can you hear me? Are you there, Lynn?
Hiya, Charlie.
Hiya, Lynn. I never dreamed I'd be talking to you today. How are you, love? Well, I tell you what, you were a smasher yourself, love. Are you living there now?
My mum, she used to love you singing Crazy, remember?
I couldn't hear that bit.
Mum used to listen to you, she used to love you singing Crazy.
Oh, I know, yeah, my mum was always after that, yeah, Crazy. The mother was lovely, you know, she was a real character.
This is a bit emotional, isn't it?
Oh, I tell you what, they're a lovely family all told.
Oh, this is lovely. Listen, Lynn...
Was probably
I'm thinking, how you're with your family, your brother, Charlie,
that
used to live next door to him.
Did you manage to get that?
No,
all right, I'll do the translating bit on my other ear then. I've got my headphones off. I'm sitting on my chair, and in fact, I've got a Murray Mint in as well, which doesn't help, Charlie. Okay, Lynn, tell me what you want me to ask Charlie. This is Jerry, is it? How's your brother Jerry getting on?
That's Thelma's brother. He's fine. He's a smashing...
Oh, Joey, sorry. Joey.
Oh, Joey.
Yeah.
My brother Joey, unfortunately, he died a couple of years ago, but his lad is Joey. He's still around. He's doing the next garden
I'm
to me.
I'm sorry to hear that, Vince. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
well, that's all right, love. He was a great character, Joey.
Yeah. Listen, Lynn, I think that's about as far as we can go with this, but I wanted to make sure we did. I did my best for you, didn't I? All right, then, there we are. Thanks very much indeed for phoning, Lynn. Bye, love.
She's still listening in. She's an absolute gem.
Isn't that lovely, Charlie?
And you know what? She gave me years ago.
Yeah?
And it must have lasted about 20 years. You know, they had these giveaway things in the pub, and I had a Foster's T-shirt, and I think I've still got it somewhere. Yeah. So it must have been made of good stuff, you know, but she certainly was. She's a lovely person.
Well, you know, as I said when we were off air, I just had a feeling that would be a nice memory for you.
Oh, you couldn't have picked a nicer person.
Oh, that's lovely. And, you know, funny you mentioned the Pelican, because I remember distinctly doing a gig at the Pelican. There was a little duo called the Blacks, if you ever remember them.
I do remember them, yeah. The young lad went to New Zealand. The father used to play with, yeah.
Yeah, well, it just before we came away from Birkenhead, the dad died. I think Alec was the dad's name, and he died died from bronchial pneumonia. And, you know, they had the fan club used to meet there, and I used to go and DJ with them, which
was...
Yeah, great nights. And then...
Well, the pubs were smashing in those days. I mean, they were everywhere there was music, and really good quality music. And you could go out in the town and go to a number of different pubs and find music everywhere.
Yeah. Well, that Pelican, we had a guy came in with a great big teddy bear, and, I mean, he really looked pugger, this fella. He went round all the pub. I mean, talk about bold as brass, but he went round all the pub, got everybody to buy a pound ticket, I think it was, and then he scarpered out the back door with the cash. Nobody ever saw him again. I mean, that's just one of those things that happens, but that's why I remember.
That I played in the Pacific, I remember sitting on a Sunday afternoon and singing that. I was singing something gentle like Vincent. And the crowd were quiet, like. And next thing, it was on a little corner, and the door opened, and a fella walked through with a horse, and right through one door and out the other door. And he didn't look; he wasn't doing it for a joke. He wasn't laughing at anything. He just had a straight face as though he was walking down a country lane. Out the other door, nobody knows to this day who he was, but it left a message on the floor as it went, and it ruined the atmosphere I was trying to create with this song.
Well, but put it this way, I think I might have been tempted to shovel that up and sell it, but there we are. That's
the manager did.
A bit of enterprise. Charlie, you're going to a huge festival, aren't you, over the weekend coming up?
I am, yeah. I'm going over to County Meath in Ireland, which Ireland was the responsible for what's happened to me, really. They've been great to me. And I love Ireland. I've been going there for years. And I'm doing this big sort of festival in a castle up in County Meath. And it's got people like Glenn Campbell and Don McLean and Dwight Yoakam, all sorts of people on. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be great fun.
And obviously, when you look at your name and your work in that sort of field, do you feel a little bit sometimes like I do here at the radio station that, you know, wow, all these wonderful people we're mixing with? You know, I mean, this morning I've had Dave Bassett on, great football manager.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've got, after him, I was speaking with Tony Hiller, who wrote all the songs for the Brotherhood of Man.
Great writer.
You know, we're so lucky in what we do and who we meet, aren't we?
We are indeed. And you hear these horror stories about people in the business, and I've met, I'd have to sort of struggle to find anybody that I could say anything untoward about. All the people I've met have been fantastic. So I think the papers have got to try and find something bad. But we are lucky. I mean, I went to America and recorded with some of the people I've admired for many years, and found out that they were not only great at what they do, but they were lovely people.
Well, look,
that's a real blessing, as you say, that likes of us we're lucky to have, you know.
Well, I mean, I look at your songs, and there are so many there that I'm going to go out with this one that I played when my dad died, because basically it was just fabulous for me. I just did the business. And do you ever come up to the Costa Blanca?
I've been there once, and I may be coming back because my sister-in-law lives there.
Is this Beryl?
No, this is Maria.
I haven't mentioned, you've got somebody else here. There's Dave and Beryl in Villajoyosa, which is about 10 miles from here. Because Dave mentioned you the minute that, you know, all this started bubbling. And basically, you know, I said, well, look, Dave, I'm going to do my best to try and get older, Charlie. And obviously today's the day that we've done it.
Well, if I come up that way, I'll pop in and have a beer with you or whatever. Well, thank you for having me on the show. It's been a real pleasure, Vince.
Well, what I'd love to do, I do this with Dave Sheriff when Dave's around. So if you anywhere near us and let me know that you come in, we'll put a whole hour aside and we'll just have an hour of your music and
memories. That'd be fantastic. Thanks very much, mate.
Charlie, that's excellent. Thanks very much for being part of the show today.
It's been a real pleasure, and thanks to all your listeners, and especially to Alan.
Lovely.
Ta-ra, mate.
Thanks very much indeed.
Last night I dreamed I was in heaven, but you weren't there. And I was crying like a baby, looking for you everywhere. And I saw waterfalls of light, stars that didn't need a night. Somehow heaven wasn't right without you. Without you, my heart could never be free. Without you, heaven could be heaven to me.